بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن الفحش وبذاء اللسان. There is a next chapter in which we are prohibited from using obscene in insulting language and to وبذاء اللسان and all the harm that we cause with our tongue. The tongue is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. On the one side, we know we speak to one another, we use it for so many good things. On the other hand, the very tongue is a great amanat also. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, "Jismuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir." It is very small in size, but the evil and the harm it can cause is very great. And in the same way, "Jismuhu saghir wa ajruhu kabir." It is a small tongue, but the reward of using the tongue correctly is also very, very great. And it's a common adage that we should think before we talk. But unfortunately, most of us talk first and then we think. We put the cart in front of the horses. Many times we say, "I should have said this, I should have said that." That should be done before. Before we talk, we should think. So it's very important. And Allah Ta'ala has put the tongue in the mouth. And you seal your mouth with your lips, in other words, to control the tongue. And then Allah has put, just like you have riot police that have different types of weapons to control the riot situation. Like that, Allah has put teeth in the mouth. Sometimes when we bite our teeth, by mistake, we know how painful it is. So Allah has put different kinds of teeth in the mouth, the incisors, the molars, etc. And all this are there. And then above that, if the riot doesn't come under control, they call in the army. So Allah has put the jaws also there. All this is to control the tongue. One word of the tongue can cause what havoc. For example, the word the word divorce slips out of our tongue when we're in a rage of anger on the wife. And if we said it three times, we have destroyed everything in the home. So it's very, very important that we should train ourselves to control the tongue. Many times when we're angry and what things we say, afterwards we are sorry why we said it. But that sorrow, crying over spilt milk, and the other things can still be rectified. But what came out of the tongue, and we all must have had the experience, especially with our wives or the wives with the husbands, that on such a time you told me this. Though it just slipped out, we didn't mean that, but it came out like that, they hold it against one another for the rest of their life. So therefore it's very important that a person must learn to control his tongue, otherwise he can cause great, great destruction for himself in this world and in the year after. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Give me the guarantee of two things, and I give you the guarantee of Jannah. That piece of flesh which is between your jaws, give me the guarantee that you'll use your tongue correctly. And the piece of flesh that is between the thighs, that you don't use that also wrongly." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I will give you the guarantee of Jannah." So the tongue is very, very important that we use it correctly. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "ليس المؤمن بالطعان." It is not a mu'min, or it's not becoming of a mu'min, or he's not a perfect mu'min, a person who always insults other people, always finds fault and insults other people. We also should think how much we insult one another. Therefore, especially the elders with the youngsters, whether it is in a madrasa situation, a school situation, because we feel we are more bigger, then we many times insult our students, etc. We insult our children, etc. "You're a donkey, you're stupid," etc. So a perfect Muslim is one who does not insult another person. وَلَلَّعَانَ And neither is he one who curses other people. That also, unfortunately, is more common amongst women. They even curse their own children. They even curse the husband when in the state of anger and fury. What things they don't say at that time. So this is not a proper mu'min. On the other hand, it also teaches us, make your iman perfect and these qualities will automatically disappear from you. If you are a perfect mu'min, you will not be one who insults other people. And insulting also, many times we do it in a very sophisticated way. Outwardly it seems like praises, but actually we are being sarcastic and we are insulting the person on that matter. So a mu'min, and Allah is watching, and the kiram and katibin are writing down everything. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. A person doesn't, a word doesn't slip out of his mouth, but the two sentinels, the two malaika, kiram and katibin, are there to note it down immediately. Long before tape recorders were even invented, Allah's tape recorders were there. Long before the video machine was there, Allah's videos were there already. And they are taking and recording everything we do. Walal fahish. And a mu'min is not one who uses obscene language, bad language. He doesn't use bad language. Walal badi. And he is not one who uses immoral speech. That also is very common with us, using obscene language, immoral speech. And this is with many people. For example, a mechanic, a carpenter, when his thing is not coming right, he starts swearing his tools also. Now what has the tools got it? And he swears the mother of the tools. What has the tools got to do with all this? But he just, this is the way of a person. If we work on our iman, these things will go away. And this is absolute stupidity, to swear the tool, to swear this person, to swear that. So a mu'min is not of that nature. This hadith, it stresses upon the importance of guarding the tongue from immoral speech. It also teaches us that a believer is one whose character is noble and not obscene and offensive. We learn from here also, if a person has made effort on his iman, his character comes right also. And the less our character is right, that shows there is a weakness of iman in that person. And we should work towards strengthening the iman. And it comes in the hadith sharif, jaddidu imanakum, that refresh your iman, make it new all the time. Refresh on it, work on it. The sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, kayfa nujaddidu imanana, how should we refresh our iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِكَثْرَةِ قَوْلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that we repeat many times, over and over repeat, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And if we do it with the correct muraqabah, with the correct understanding, then this will, one sitting of a zikr of Allah like that, will strengthen our iman very greatly. And also we talk about iman, we give da'wat of iman, that Allah alone is the doer. By that our akhlaq and character will also come right. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Hazrat نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما كان الفحش في شيء إلا شانه, that if they in anything, if there is immodesty, it spoils that thing. It's no matter how good that thing is, but there is immodesty in that. A person gave a very good bayan, very good da'wat he went out in gush. But if he said one thing of immodesty, it is like putting vinegar in honey. You spoil that whole honey also, which was so sweet. So this immodesty in speech, using the wrong words, etc., is very bad. And وَمَا كَانَ الْحَيَاءُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. And when there is modesty, when there is shame, sharam, and we choose our words carefully, then that beautifies all our speech. So we should stay away from all immodest speech also, using immodest words. And we should have modesty in all our matters, that makes it beautiful, and immodesty spoils everything. So the tongue is also very important, that we learn to control it. We can do it directly, and the more effective way is, we work on our iman, and then our tongue will also come under control. May Allah give us tawfiq.